of the story. When Whitcomb Judson died in 1909, he passed from here to wherever with a less than quiet heart. Unattained success. Well, not exactly. He was a prolific inventor. Mr. Judson had patented dozens of useful ideas, which had found their way to practical, even popular applications. There were internal combustion engines, variable speed transmissions and clutches for automobiles, a pneumatically powered streetcar system, a ledger full of technological triumphs written in bold black ink, and yet one failure had continued to plague Mr. Judson throughout his otherwise profitable career as a mechanical innovator. It was an idea that nobody wanted. The invention that got away. The so-called clasp locker or unlocker for shoes. Anyway, that was its formal title on Mr. Judson's August 29, 1893, patent number 504038. Clasp locker or unlocker for shoes. And the device itself proved as unattractive as its name. The inventor exhibited at the Chicago World's Fair that same year with 21 million gawkers inundating the fairgrounds. The clasp locker or unlocker for shoes should have stimulated at least some interest, but yet, instead, the wide-eyed masses pressed elbow to elbow to see the world's first electric Ferris wheel or to tisk at the coochie-coochie sideshow of a provocative belly dancer named Little Egypt. And thus did Whitcomb Judson's latest invention succumb to its own utter unpretentiousness. Might as well forget it, friends advise. After all, even a great musician hits a clinker once in a while, but the more others tried to make Mr. Judson feel better, the worse he felt. The clasp locker or unlocker for shoes was a good idea, he insisted, and he would spend the remaining 16 years of his life trying to prove it. He thought up some new names, a whole slew of new names, including the Universal and the Security, spelled with a capital C, and the Placo. The Placo? Well, Mr. Judson was desperate. He was so eager to improve the design itself, along with the machinery used to mass-produce it, and still after years of fretting and simplifying, the clasp locker or unlocker for shoes was sold with a formidable-looking page of elaborate instructions regarding its otherwise applications and its basic operation and the routine maintenance. And as I say, Mr. Judson died pretty much forgotten. And that's why the little you've heard here is practically all that anybody knows of him. For you see, when the world is ready for something, it's ready. You just can't keep folks away then, but until then, you can't even turn their heads. For once upon a time, a very successful inventor put his considerable imagination in gear and conceived a handy little something which he called the clasp locker or unlocker for shoes, but nobody paid any attention until many years after he died, when somebody else got hold of the little doodad and renamed it and remarketed it as the zipper. And now you know the rest of the story.